Today, on Rainbow Country, music from Toronto-based LGBT recording artists. Plus, my Big Brother Canada coverage continues. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, this is Emily Saliers from Indigo Girls, and you're listening to Rainbow Country on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. No matter who you are.
Hi, this is Carol Pope.
No matter what you do.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam.
We all have a story to tell, and it starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we will raise our pride. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. Country, a little gay radio show that helps give voice to the LGBT community. As always, I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. And my name backwards is Cram-a-Rat, honey. Cram-a-Rat. That's right. Mark Tara. Backwards. Get social. Get interactive. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at Mark Tara Music. Honey, follow me. I will follow you back. And it's the best way to keep up to date with all things Rainbow Country. Who's on a particular episode? Who's on a particular month? That sort of thing. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. So do you have an interesting story to share? Are you an ally of the LGBT community? Are you an artist and you're looking to get the word out about an upcoming project in 2018? Send me an email. I will have you on the show. mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, as well as on podomatic.com, and now on Google Play Music as well. It's all about choices, right? Choices. And don't forget, everything is hooked up at my website, including the archives, where you'll find, as of today, all 92 episodes. marktara.com. marktara.com. So this is episode 92. On today's show, my Big Brother Canada coverage continues with my exit interview from the third evicted house guest. That would be Jesse Larson. And music from Toronto-based LGBT recording artists, artists like Roy DeVos, Genderfix, Jade Electra. So my friends, are you ready? Strap in, because this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now with Big Brother Canada.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
We'll be right back. Jesse, how are you?
Mark, I'm great, thanks.
So, Jesse.
Yes.
You ended up getting onto Big Brother Canada. I'm interested to know, did you have a strategy originally going into the Big Brother Canada 6 house?
My strategy going into the house was initially aligning with a large group of people, like a 5 or 6 person alliance. And
right.
then hopefully that would get me past these first couple of weeks because I might come into the house looking like a huge threat, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're in the house for a number of weeks, Jesse. And did your strategy that you had originally going in, did that change? Did that evolve once you got started into the game?
We had a tight four off the bat with me, Derek, Kayla, and Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And that four was great, but it looked like too strong of a four. Like, people thought me, Derek, and Kayla were too strong of a three. So that's ultimately what ended my game because that made me look like a threat. So if I had better evolved and maybe not have spent as much time with them as I did and maybe spent it with other people, I might have been able to survive a bit longer.
So what you're saying is you stuck to that four and you didn't really like get to know other people in the house as well.
It's not that I didn't get to know other people. It's just I maybe didn't spend as much time with the right people.
Right.
So being everyone's friend doesn't quite work. Being a good friend of a couple key influencers would have been better.
Yeah, I hear you. So it seemed like you were in good with Hamza, who was the head of household at the time, and he put you up for eviction, and here we are. Why do you think Hamza originally put you up for eviction? Why do you think he did that?
I'm still not sure. I think he may have wanted to stack the veto initially, although I could have been played the entire time that it was his plan to send me home, because we all know Hamza wants to make big moves and he just really doesn't care about the consequence. So it's totally possible. But I think that at least initially he had some sort of a backdoor plan in place, but I'm not sure.
So, Jesse, in the HOH room, you made a very compelling pitch to Hamza to keep you in the game, and you were willing to even throw the showmans, Derek and Kayla, under the bus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Were you being genuine in that moment? Would you have actually done that?
That was absolutely not genuine. The showmans and me and Paris were the four I wanted to stick with throughout this game because of anyone in the house, Derek had my back 100% and I had his.
Mm-hmm.
But as I came to the reality that I might be walking out the door the next day, I had to think of something for Hamza that would make sense for Hamza to want to keep me in the game.
Right.
And knowing that he just loves the game and loves the big moves so much, I thought that hearing something like that would just completely blow his mind, and it did, but it just wasn't quite enough.
So when did you originally come up with that game move? When did you think of that?
I came up with that on the spot as I was talking with Hamza. It just floated in my mind, and I said, you know what, I have to say this right now because this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And as I talked it out, the more it developed, and unfortunately, I didn't think of it soon enough, I don't think so.
Well, well played.
Thank you.
So Jesse, my last question for you. You were part of the Big Brother Canada 6 house. What was the best part of your Big Brother Canada experience, Jesse?
You know, ironically, it's meeting the people, right? I think that even in a 3-week span, with each day feeling like it's its own week, you really get to know people on a deep personal level because you don't have all the daily life distractions that you do normally. So we understand it's a game and there's going to be some great friendships out of this regardless. And I think that's the biggest takeaway for me.
Well, Jesse, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Don't forget, Big Brother Canada airs Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays on Global TV. Check your local listings for air times. And if you're, you know, on social media, on Twitter in particular, and you want to keep up to date with all things Big Brother, whether it's Big Brother Canada, Big Brother US, Big Brother UK, make sure you check out Hamster Watch, all one word, on Twitter. Hamster Watch. They break it down, honey. They keep it simple. They feature the highlights, the lowlights, the spoilers, all wrapped up with a great sense of humor. Hamster Watch, all one word, on Twitter. When I return, Toronto's very own Gender Fix. Stay with me.
This is City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
That was Toronto's very own Genderfix, with the tracks at the top of that set, Getaway Car, featuring Kate Ashley. And just now you heard Disco Zombie. For more information on Genderfix, check out their record label, Bug-Eyed Records. Check out their website, bugeyedrecords.com, for more information on Genderfix. Coming up next, another artist from Toronto, Roy DeVos. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Deeper. Come on, now that we've perfected our way. I've come a long way.
Toronto's very own Roy DeVos with, starting off that set, Deeper. After that we heard Too Late, and just now that last track, Path. For more information on Roy DeVos, check him out on Bandcamp. That's roydevos.bandcamp.com. Show him some love. When I return, a genre of music called bitch tracks. And we're going to hear Toronto again, another Toronto artist, Jade Electra. By the way, all three of these artists are LGBT artists based right here in Toronto. And I am so proud and so fortunate to have this platform to be able to feature LGBT artists, especially here at home. So when I return, some bitch tracks, girl. Bitch tracks with Jade Electra. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Really? Karma, baby. That's right, darling. You reap what you sow. Yes, you do. Do you think that your dirty deeds were gonna bring you rewards? Did you think that the lies that you told would go unnoticed? Well, I'm here to tell you, darling, karma is a bitch.
And you know what?
That's right. she's a bitch. Remember when you promised to pay me?
Remember that time?
But you didn't. And then a week later you lost your brand new iPhone. That's karma, baby. But I guess as long as you owe me, I'll never be broke.
Karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch. Karma is karma.
That's right, karma. She's a bitch. Karma, what you sow.
Karma,
she's a bitch. Remember when you promised?
Remember that time. Remember that time.
But you didn't. Oh, let's not forget when you tried to work me for my vocals and steal my track. He's like, oh, well, I've never even heard your track. I was like, really? Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch. Karma is karma. Karma.
She's a bitch.
Karma. Karma. Karma.
She's
karma
is a bitch.
Karma
is a bitch.
Karma
is a bitch.
Karma
is a bitch.
Karma,
she's a bitch.
Karma, 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 karma.
I'm legends, darling, and don't you ever, ever forget it. Karma, baby. Remember when the club closed and you came to pay me with a bump and a bottle? Well, the last time I checked, Con Ed doesn't take either. Coins, darling, that's what I need. And besides, it's not like I could squeeze the makeup back into the tube. So pay me. Reach into your purse, darling, and pay me. Child, I'm so tired of these drug dealers posing as promoters. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Pay me.
Karma, baby.
Karma
is a bitch.
Never. Karma
is a bitch.
Karma
is
karma. Karma,
she's a bitch.
Karma, karma, karma. Karma
is a never.
Karma
is a bitch.
Karma
is a bitch.
Karma,
she's a bitch.
Karma, 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 karma.
That's right, darling. You reap what you sow. This is my real hair. I really bought it. I'm real, darling. Really a man. Sitting down. gonna come for me looking like that? Walk, darling, walk. Walk, darling, don't run. Listen up, thing one and thing two. What you gonna do? We'll take it to the runway, darling. Feel your moment. I'm feeling mine. Thinking you're serving up some RuPaul when in reality you're serving up Lou Rawls. I guess you didn't realize, darling, that I'm the one who put the cunt in country music. Runway is a feeling. You're selling the garment, not catching the bus. Walk, darling, walk. I don't even have to walk, darling. I can raise an eyebrow and slay. Forget to pause for effect. How do I look, darling? I look fabulous. How do I look, darling? I'm phenomenal. How do I look, darling? I look fantastic. Do you hear that? That's my face. Beat for the gods, darling. Beat for the gods. Feel the essence of the moon.
Bitch. part, the bitch track part. This is the bitch part, the bitch track part. This is the bitch part, the bitch track part. This is the bitch part, the bitch track part.
Excuse me? What did you say? I'm trying to get to where I'm going. I ain't gonna be too many more of your punks. Look, I'm just trying to get to where I'm going. I ain't bothering nobody. Well, I suggest that you mind your service, and I'll mind mine. It's getting so that a girl can't even walk down the street. I mean, if it ain't catcalls, then you want to beat a girl down. All because I look a little sneaky. I'm walking through life in nature's disguise, yeah. You laugh at me and you criticize. Cause I'm happy and I'm carefree and I'm gay. Ain't no fault, it's a fact. I was born this way. Now I won't judge you, don't you judge me. We are the way nature made us to be. I'm carefree, I'm carefree, and I'm gay. I was born this way. I'm carefree, I'm carefree, and I'm gay. I was born this way. You're shaking your head, cause you don't understand. No, how I could look this good in a dress and still be a man. I've learned to hold my head up high, not in shame or disgrace. I walk amongst all of you, all of the human race. Now I won't judge you, don't you judge me. We are the way nature meant us to be. Cause I'm happy and I'm carefree and I'm gay.
Your hand over your mouth when you cough, that'll help the solution. around women folk and don't even know their name. No. Then you're dumb enough to think that'll make you a big strong man. Hey, hey, respect yourself. Respect yourself. I'm a little bitty boy. Respect yourself. Run and shout. You don't judge me, we are the way. Nature meant us to be, I won't judge you. You don't judge me, we are the way. Nature meant us to be.
And welcome back. You're listening to Gay Radio Show Rainbow Country right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. And as always, I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. So that was Jade Electra with some bitch tracks. There you go, honey. There you go. We heard, starting off that set, we heard Karma, How Do I Look? And just now, I Was Born This Way. For more information on Jade Electra, make sure you check her out on social media at Jade Electra. Don't forget, get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. My email, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, it's on podomatic.com, and it's also on Google Play Music. And don't forget, everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com. So, it's going to be April soon. And coming up in April, I have some episodes on the female gaze, burlesque performer Chris Harder. I'm going to do a sit-down interview with him, as well as trans musician, local musician here in Toronto, Patricia Wilson, from a rock group called Crack Puppy. Another sit-down interview with her. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.